Blue Colt Radio is powered by the Visual, Performing, and Media Arts Department at Middlesex County College in Edison, New Jersey. We are happy to share our new podcast series with you, Media Insider. This episode is honoring the highest-grossing film of 1978, Grease, starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Here's your host, Professor D.
Grease might have been the word, but it was never actually mentioned in the script. If you're thinking, what about Grease Lightning? You've been pronouncing it wrong all these years. It's actually Grease Lightning with an ED. One of the first phases of creating a movie are the screen tests for the actors. Could you imagine what the movie Grease would have been like if Henry Winkler played Danny Zuko and Susan Day played Sandy Olsen? I don't know about you, but I'm having a hard time picturing the Fonz and Lori Partridge in the leading roles. They were both considered for the roles, but Henry Winkler didn't want to be typecast, and Susan Day's manager advised her not to do the part. Olivia Newton-John talks about her initial reaction to the movie musical on The Mike Douglas Show in 1979.
Well, I think I must have believed in it initially because I saw the stage play in London about 7 or 8 years ago and really enjoyed it as I remembered the whole thing. And when the script was sent to me, I thought, yeah, that really had something special. The 50s has a great nostalgia for most of us. But the success that it's been, I don't think anyone could have dreamed. I mean, I never dreamt it would be like that.
Olivia insisted on a screen test for the role of Sandra Dee because she thought she lacked the acting skills and might look a little too old to pass for a high school student. So how old were the actors that were supposed to be playing high school seniors? The two actors closest to high school age were Lorenzo Lamas, who played Tom, you know, the jock, and Dinah Manoff, who played Marty. They were both 19 years old when shooting the film. John Travolta was 23 years old, Jeff Conway, or better known as Kinnicky, was 26, Olivia Newton-John was 28 years old, and Craterface, you know, the leader of the Scorpions, he was 30, and Stocker Channing, better known as Rizzo, was 33. It's nice to be 33 years old and still pass for a high school senior, right?
There are worse things I could do than go with a boy or two. Even though the neighborhood thinks I'm trashy and no good, I suppose it could be true. But there are worse things I could do.
Rizzo and Kinnicky had several on-again, off-again sort of moments in the film. Off-screen, there was no real spark between the two actors. Actually, Jeff Conway was so infatuated with Olivia Newton-John, he became tongue-tied whenever she was around. After the filming of Grease, Jeff started dating Olivia's real-life sister, Rona, and they later married. I wonder if he still had a crush on his sister-in-law.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say Monday at school?
As fans of the movie Grease, we get to sit back, relax, watch the movie, maybe even sing along to our favorite songs. But you ever thought about what the actors go through when they're putting one of these movies together? Brianna's on our research team, and she found some interesting facts about the actors and when they were shooting the infamous prom scene.
In the prom scene, actually, they recorded that film, that scene, in 116 degrees. And that took 2 weeks to film in Los Angeles. And they found that, you know, some of the extras were treated with heat-related illnesses.
So we know that the director, the cast, and the crew work really hard to put together the perfect movie. But sometimes movie mistakes make their way into the final cut. So think about it. How many times have you seen the movie Grease and you never caught these movie mistakes? Like in the soda shop scene, the waitress turns off the lights with her elbow because she's carrying a tray full of items, but she misses the light switch by about 6 inches. So how do the lights turn off? Or when Craterface comes to the dance with Marty and Rizzo, if you really pay attention, he takes off his sunglasses twice. And during the slumber party scene when Rizzo brings out the wine, look in the background, check out all the junk that's on the headboard. Later on in the scene when Marty is putting on her robe, you can see the headboard again in the shot, but this time it's clear, and a black fan is on the left, sort of appears out of nowhere. Later on in that same scene, the headboard is cluttered with items again, and the fan is also in the shot, too. Curious about the ultimate mistake? Grease was originally supposed to have 3 sequels. However, after Grease 2 bombed at the box office, those plans were canceled.
Your story's sad to tell. A teenage ne'er-do-well. Most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block. Your future's so unclear now. What's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile.
By the way, Elvis was offered the role of Teen Angel, but he turned it down. That's why you just heard Frankie Avalon sing the song. Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey composed the musical Grease and wrote the song Summer Nights, which is sung by Danny and Sandy as they give their own perspective about what really happened during their summer romance. Danny sings to the T-Birds, suggesting a more sexual encounter, while Sandy sings to the Pink Ladies about the more innocent adventure of drinking lemonade.
Summer loving had me a blast.
The success of the song landed the number 5 position on Billboard's Hot Top 100 chart. The other 4 chart-topping songs include the title track Grease by Frankie Valli, which stayed in the number 1 position for 3 weeks, You're the One That I Want, which made the number 1 position for a week, Grease Lightning, which earned the 47th position on the Hot Top 100, and the song which almost didn't make the soundtrack, Hopelessly Devoted to You, which ranked number 3. The producers of the movie felt Olivia Newton-John needed a huge ballad for the film, so the song was recorded after the film wrapped. Hopelessly Devoted to You received an Academy Award nomination.
Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting old.
Did you know there's a Grease conspiracy theory circulating? The theory is this. Sandy actually drowns, and the rest of the film is a near-death hallucination. Olivia Newton-John was on the Project TV show, and here's what she had to say about the theory.
I thought it was hilarious. So hilarious. I didn't even conceive of such an idea. But I thought, well, if that's true, then we were the first zombie musical.
For many fans, one of their favorite moments in the movie is when Sandy 1 changes into Sandy 2. You see, that's how the cast and crew referred to Olivia's character on the set. Sandy 1 being the more pure and innocent version, and Sandy 2, well, not so much. Olivia admitted on the Merv Griffin show during an interview that she was terrified of performing the song You're the One That I Want, and John Travolta was the one that had to talk her into it. You're the One That I Want was not part of the original stage musical. The song was specifically written for the movie. Now, Olivia, who was already nervous appearing in the film, was even more apprehensive performing as Sandy 2. But she felt much better once she learned John Farrar would be writing the song for the film. John and Olivia have a long history together. He had written and produced many of Olivia's previous hits, including Have You Never Been Mellow, which also went to number 1. The iconic outfit Olivia wore for the song is hanging in her closet, and she talks about her plans for the outfit on The Jonathan Ross Show.
The original pair, which were very old anyway, because the movie was shot in the 70s,
yeah.
The pants, I think, were from the 50s.
Wow, so they were vintage.
Yeah, they were vintage. They were in wardrobe at Paramount and tried them on, and the zip was gone, so they stitched me in.
Have you still got them?
I do, actually, and my plan is to auction them and the jacket for my hospital.
It's going to go for a fortune,
I hope so.
And that'll be great, because this is a hospital you set up in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a cancer wellness centre in Melbourne, Australia, and I fundraised for 10 years.
It only took one day to shoot the You're the One That I Want carnival scene. Actually, they had no choice. That was a real carnival, you know. The traveling carnival was only on location for one day. The next day, director Randall Kleiser wanted some close-up shots, so parts of the carnival had to be recreated. Many of the backup dancers won their way into the scene through a local radio contest.
We go together.
Even though shooting a movie is hard work, the cast still managed to have a lot of fun on the set. Maybe a little too much fun. Let's just say those hickeys from Kinnicky were not makeup.
I got so many hickeys, people would think I'm a leper.
Cheer up. The hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card. Don't care enough to send the very best.
You pig.
Another fun movie-making moment occurred during the prom scene. You do remember the prom scene, right?
We have pictures of you so-called mooners. And just because the pictures aren't of your faces doesn't mean we can't identify you. At this very moment, those pictures are on the way to Washington, where the FBI has experts in this type of identification. If you turn yourselves in now, you may escape a federal charge.
Adriana Blanco is studying communications at Middlesex County College. Adriana, do you have a favorite scene in the movie Grease?
I could probably name two. There's the one where all the girls from school are mocking Sandy, saying, "I'm just plain Sandra D." Or there's also that iconic scene at the end where Sandy's just gone through her transformation. She has the permed hair and the cat suit and that iconic line. Tell me about it, stud.
Tell me about it, stud.
So what are the chances we're going to get a reboot of the movie Grease?
Don't make me laugh.
Olivia wasn't a fan of the idea either. Here's what she had to say about it during an interview on The Insider in 2016.
No, she's best left where she is, in her little niche, yes. In her heaven.
Sorry, Grease fans. Olivia has no desire to reprise her role as Sandy. And if you're thinking about making Rydell High a Hollywood landmark, Rydell High was actually three different real Los Angeles high schools. The exterior is Venice High School, the interior is Huntington Park High School, and the field is John Marshall High School. And to complete the high school experience, how about some advice from Principal McGee?
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Grease not only cashed in at the box office, but it won every People's Choice Award for which it was nominated. Olivia Newton-John took home the statue for Favorite Motion Picture Actress. Favorite Motion Picture Supporting Actress went to Stockard Channing. Grease also won for Favorite Musical Motion Picture and Favorite Overall Motion Picture.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
From Broadway to the big screen in 1978, the timeless movie musical set in the nostalgic 1950s era will continue to find new generations of fans who will learn the lyrics to all the songs and their favorite quotable movie lines.
Media Insider is a Blue Colt Radio production written, produced, and hosted by Professor D. Student interviews included Adriana Blanco, and research elements were conducted by Brianna Baez. Interview clips included The Mike Douglas Show, The Jonathan Ross Show, The Insider, and The Project TV Show. Subscribe to our upcoming podcast by logging onto BlueColtRadio.com and clicking the purple podcast icon. I'm Evan Fredericks for Media Insider on Blue Colt Radio.